Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T. from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I am Ryan Wormley, joined as I am every Friday by Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, we are at the fantasy playoffs in most leagues, so paying attention to the injury status of your key players is more important than it has been all season long. Let's jump right into it. We got some news this morning, Friday morning, that Jets quarterback Mike White was not cleared to play. It was a surprise. It sort of seemed like he was trending towards playing. At least to me, it seemed like he was trending towards playing throughout the week with those rib issues. What are you seeing? And can you tell us why he wasn't cleared?
Well, the worry is additional lung damage or potential lung damage. Now, remember, he was allowed to practice, but not cleared for contact. And you can't risk further lung damage or a punctured lung getting worse. Remember, in a very unusual move, he was sent to the hospital after the game before he flew home with the team, probably to check for lung damage. That either means the lung damage he had was small and the team now doesn't want to risk it, or the doctors don't want to risk it, or there was no lung damage, but there's still potential for lung damage with a sharp shard of the rib or something. So it's not a matter of injecting it for pain. He's tough as nails and just letting him play. There's a risk of pneumothorax or collapsed lung, et cetera. But here's the bad news for fantasy managers if you're counting on Mike White. This is likely more than 1 week. If there's risk to the lung this weekend, next Thursday when the Jets play, their risk likely is still there. So just heads up, make your preparations. Thankfully, Ryan, I don't have to worry about it. I am out of the Scott Fish playoffs now. So that's my main fantasy thing.
Yeah, no, that's a great point on the next week, too, because especially like the impact on guys like Garrett Wilson and the running backs, just like the entire offense obviously changes with Zach Wilson. So that's interesting that it could, you know, lead into week 16 as well. Another guy that's sort of a more recent later in the week news was from last night's game. Tyler Lockett, broken bone in his hand. And obviously that game's already happened for this week. But I'm just sort of curious, what timeline are we looking at for that injury with Lockett?
Well, it's apparently a metacarpal fracture, index finger, that's going to need surgery and with plate and screws. So the bad news is I don't see how there's any way he's playing this next week, week 16 or week 17. Perhaps an outside chance for week 18. But, you know, if the Seahawks aren't in the playoff hunt by week 18, he's probably not going to be there anyway. So, and for fantasy purposes, this is obviously puts a wrench in things, but you got some time, make your plans.
Sure. Let's actually stick with a couple of these long-term injuries while we're on the topic. Deebo Samuel, obviously not playing this week. I just wanted to know, is there any chance he returns during the fantasy season, or is it completely you can drop him?
Well, I mean, how long does your fantasy season go, right? Yeah. if it goes to week 18, and I know they don't go into the playoff time, then maybe you can keep him going. But otherwise, I don't see him playing this week, obviously, and then next week, very unlikely. There's a chance after that, but, you know, it depends on what you have going on.
What about Damian Pierce, who, again, is not going to play this week? Will he be back for the fantasy playoffs, do we think?
I'm not sure that Dameon Pierce will be. He was in a pile, but it was a high ankle sprain. Those are usually not just 1 week. And I think you'd have to look at his effectiveness anyways. I mean, last night Kenneth Walker played, but we weren't so sure that he wasn't playing because it was the big divisional matchup on a short week. And he did okay, but I don't know that that was Kenneth Walker.
And then lastly, on the long-term guys, Kyler Murray, obviously out for the year, torn ACL. I just want to quickly ask, beginning of next year, is that in jeopardy?
It is in jeopardy. That's the glass half empty approach. Glass half full is, I think there's a chance that he can be there. I'm not trying to talk out of both sides of my mouth. Look, Phillip Rivers, who I did surgery on, had a record year the next year. But Kyler Murray is not Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers' surgery was in late January, later than Kyler Murray's. But obviously that's the difference between a pocket guy and what Kyler Murray is. Now, a recent comp is Joe Burrow. His ACL was before Kyler's. Burrow is mobile, and last year he took the team to the playoffs, the Super Bowl. But remember, in the beginning of the season, preseason, iffy, a lot of concern. And Burrow is mobile, but he can't operate just from the pocket. Kyler is mobile, and I think needs to be mobile in addition to operating from the pocket. So it's different. Can he be back week one? Yes. Can he be Kyler Murray in mobile week one? No. So make your decisions.
I want to ask you about all these quarterbacks that got concussions last week. We have Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, and Tyler Huntley. Now, Huntley is off the injury report, so it seems pretty likely he's going to play. That's a Saturday game. Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett, as far as I've seen, is a lot more up in the air, right?
It is, but, you know, Tyler Huntley was record time. I mean, you know, he got cleared early week for the Saturday game. Russell Wilson, I think, is trending towards clearing, but they don't have anything to play for. I think it'll be a decision by the coaches, and Russell will want to. That egg on his forehead, that lump had nothing to do with it, okay? So that doesn't make it worse. That was just superficial hematoma, burst blood vessel. I think Russell Wilson has a chance to play. I think Kenny Pickett is iffier to play. I mean, look, he's a young rookie, right? And he might need his full practice, right? It's almost unfair to throw him out there in a situation, even if he were to clear. So we'll have to see what happens.
One guy that I've gotten probably the most questions on all week during our start sit shows has been Ramondre Stevenson. Hasn't practiced. It seems doubtful, right?
Look, it's hard to read tea leaves on this. Look, he tried to come back in the game and then left. He does have the ankle, a mild ankle, right? Is it possible that he could play? I think it is. But the way the Patriots work it, you know, next man up by committee and whatever, if you have another option, you probably have to take it, I would think. It depends on what your other options are. If you're stuck, then, you know, you just got to ride with it. But even if he's active, I'm not sure he's going to be the guy.
T. Higgins burned a lot of fantasy managers last week by playing, like, I think it was just one snap. They said they knew he was hurt, but none of the fantasy managers knew, at least. Is he going to get a full workload this week? Is he going to play?
I'm not sure he's playing, and I'm not sure he's getting a full workload. You know, the team used a roster spot on him and got burned once, right? And are they going to let that happen again? He's been LP so far today. We don't have today's yet. We don't have his injury status. And the type of speed player he is doesn't bode well. So I don't think he's going to play. And even if he does, not full targets. And, of course, Tyler Boyd, actually, I think it has a chance to play. It was a dislocated finger, it seems like, and he didn't return. But you can buddy tape that and play the next week. If you're trying to pick between Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins, I would go Tyler Boyd.
Tyreek Hill has been limited with an ankle issue. Hasn't limited his production. I just wonder if you could weigh in on sort of what is going on with his ankle and how physically limited he is.
I mean, instead of Mach 5, he only goes Mach 4.7. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's okay. The bigger concern is the cold weather. The bigger concern is Buffalo. The bigger concern is Teron Armstead at left tackle, less than 100%, unable to protect. He's cheating to the outside because of his left pec injury and getting burned in the inside gap there. And the right tackle in Tua. That's the concern. I think the ankle is the less of the concern in Tyreek.
He's Dr. David Chow at ProFootballDoc on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley at Ryan Wormley on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week. Check out our Fantasy News and Scores app, available on both the App Store and Google Play. We'll see you guys again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.